This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He's up all night with you.
We could do this all night.
Welcome aboard. It's Hick at Night with Ryan Hickey.
And welcome on into Hick at Night. It is Ryan Hickey with you right here on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you for making us a part of what is now, at least on the East Coast and Central time zones, Monday. For those of you on the West Coast and the great Hawaii or Alaska, Sunday. Either way, it's Monday, it's Sunday. Thank you for joining us right here on the Infinity Sports Network. If you missed any part of the show, Hick at Night podcast, Night spelled N-I-T-E, available wherever you do get your pods. We have talked, I mean, this has been April, I think, is the most underrated sports month of the count. I don't think it gets the love that maybe October does, or even March does with March Madness. But you look at April, where we have the Masters, we have the NFL draft upcoming, we have NBA playoffs starting. Like, there are so many different events going on, and we have big news in almost, it feels like, every league this weekend that we got to hit on here. A lot of golf we'll get back into here. NBA postseason is set. Today's the last day of the regular season. Now we have the playoff matchups ready to go here for this time next week. And we got some juicy ones there as well that we'll dive into before we do get out of here. And we also got some big college football news as well, as Tennessee starting quarterback has left the team because he's not getting paid the salary that he wants. So much to dive into here that we're going to head on over the next hour. Let's start this hour, though, before we go back to college football, by discussing the biggest news of today. And that is Rory McIlroy finally doing it, finally breaking through, and for the first time in his career, getting a green jacket, which also meant he was joining the exclusive elite club of the career Grand Slam winners. Tiger Woods most recently did it in 2000. Rory McIlroy, first player in 25 years to do so. 6 all-time members in that club Rory has now joined. It's weird because I'm not a Rory hater. I'm kind of indifferent on him. I don't love him. I definitely don't hate him. But what I guess the camp I fall into with Rory is that I'm a Rory doubter. He's insanely talented, but I had no belief, because of what we've seen in years past, in his ability in a big-time pressurized situation to come up clutch. I mean, I don't know how, honestly, anybody could have confidence before today started that Rory would end up winning the round, let alone how the round actually ended up going. You know, you had beat with his chokes last year at the U.S. Open, the chokes at Augusta a few years ago. Like, Rory gave you no reason to believe, even up by 2 on Sunday, before he took a swing, that he'd be able to get it done, that he'd be able to win the Masters, finally get the monkey off his back and do it. And then when you see how this round played out, double bogey on 1, puts it in the water on 13. Another bogey on 14. Misses the gimme putt on 18 to win the Masters. It's a tap-in. And he misses it. There's no reason to believe once the playoffs started, oh, Rory's winning. If you are trying to tell me that you had confidence, you're a liar. You're a liar. We saw it on his face. We saw it in how he swings and how he acts. He himself had no confidence. So the fact that Rory won to me in general was surprising with how he won, with the ups and the downs, the highs and the lows of today's pressurized round, having to go to a playoff after absolutely choking away a four-stroke lead earlier in the tournament and then missing a gimme putt on 18 to win it, I thought for sure this guy was dead in the water. So the fact that we're talking about a Rory win, let alone a Rory win after what went down, I am still in disbelief. What is that, 6 hours later? I'm still in shock. As his interview is playing in front of me here on ESPN with him and the green jacket on, like it almost serves as a reminder of, oh yeah, he actually got it done. He didn't choke. But now what I want to do is not only get your thoughts here on your reaction to Rory kind of finally breaking through and winning the Masters, but also where does his career go from here? Because now that he finally got this elusive green jacket that's been haunting him for over a decade, took him 11 tries to complete the career Grand Slam. Now that he finally did it, I think we're going to see a career renaissance from Rory McIlroy. I think we're going to see a guy now that becomes the guy he used to be, the Rory of old, which is one of the most feared golfers in all of the tour. A guy that physically is up right there as one of the most talented golfers that we have seen right now currently playing, but a guy that consistently is at the top or near the top of leaderboards, always in contention, and that a guy comes Sunday, you're going, oh boy, Rory's two shots away, oh boy, I'm in trouble. You know, Tiger's given players that fear. Brooks Koepka for a short amount of time gave players that fear. Scottie Scheffler now gives players that fear. Like, if you're within striking distance, it's, oh boy, he's going on a run. Oh boy, I'm in trouble. It's not if I lose, it's by how much. Rory was one of those guys. In a four-year stretch, he won four majors. He's one of the hottest things in golf from about 2011 to 2014. And then for a decade, it went away. But now that we saw the monkey off of his back, now that he finally got the one thing everyone said he couldn't get, I think Rory's going to be a changed golfer for the better. Because now what Rory does in finally getting that green jacket is that he can play now loose and free. There's nothing hanging over his head. Because even though the Masters is one tournament once a year, I think those losses and coming up short of the career Grand Slam would carry over for Rory in a lot of these years and a lot of these other major tournaments. And that's why we saw a drought from 2014 up until today, 2025, where he didn't win a major. Even though he's won the U.S. Open, won the PGA, and won the Open, and there's no pressure for him to win it because he's already done it. Everyone's talking about the career Grand Slam, so it's all the pressure at Augusta. Because the Masters is the first major of the year and sets a tone for the summer, I think when Rory would leave Augusta without the green jacket, it would haunt him, hang it over his head the rest of the summer. So he's always thinking about it. And that's why I think we've seen some chokes in some other tournaments and some lesser performances in some other tournaments. It's because he's always thinking about what he could not get. And so that's why when you see his emotion on 18 when he finally did it, when he won the playoff hole, and he literally collapsed to his hands and knees, it's out of pure relief. It's joy. Those tears were tears of joy. But I bet you if we asked Rory, what's the biggest emotion you're feeling? It's relief. That it's finally over. That the questions can finally go away. The doubts can be silenced. Because now he's done it. And so now what is there to doubt Rory? He's won five majors. He's completed the career Grand Slam. He's in an exclusive club in golf. What's there to question? So now with the doubts and the questions and the pressure off of Rory, he could play loose and free. And like it's any athlete in any sport. When you're playing loose and free and you're just letting it go, then you allow your athletic ability to take over. You go as far as your athletic ability takes you. And for Rory, he's still one of the most talented golfers in the game. And so if he goes with where his game takes him, why can't he win another two majors, you know, in the next 2 years? Why can't he constantly be at the top of leaderboards? I think he will be. We will see moving forward here a different Rory McIlroy, a Rory of old, if you will. That, to me, is why today is so significant. Not just because he completed the career Grand Slam. Not just because he won his first green jacket. It's because now with all those demons exercised, I think you're going to see Rory going forward be a totally different golfer for the best. 888-710-4ISM. 888-710-4ISM. It is Ryan Hickey with right here on the Infinity Sports Network. What is your reaction to Rory finally breaking through winning the Masters? And are you with me? Do you expect a different, a better now Rory McIlroy moving forward, where I think we're going to see him as consistently as you can win, compete, and win majors like he did about 15 years ago? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Also, can tweet me, Ryan_Hickey3. Let's go to Chicago. Mike is there. What's up, Mike?
Hey, it was an exciting day of golf, wasn't it?
Oh, Mike. I would say, Mike, that was the greatest Sunday at Augusta I've ever seen.
Not for me, but okay. Anyways, I would say it's right up there in the top three. There's been more exciting with Tiger, but more exciting than Rory winning today. Mm-hmm. And getting the monkey off his back is that Justin Rose battled back after leading 2 days. And you remember, in 2017, he got beat by Sergio.
Yep, in the playoff.
In a playoff.
Yeah, I remember, Mike, yeah. And now Justin Rose has the most runner-up finishes without a green jacket in Masters history.
I felt bad for Justin Rose today, but... Now, let's see what happens moving forward if Rory can be that guy. You know what I mean? I think he's going to have a tough time with Scottie Scheffler.
There are a lot of great golfers out there. It's not easy. There's so much parity. And Mike, appreciate the call. Thank you for weighing in. Yeah, it's tough. But Rory has proven before, for him, it's not a talent thing. It's a mental issue. Now that mental block has gone away, his talent's taken over. Yeah, I would say right now Scottie Scheffler is the most talented golfer on the tour, but okay, tell me, where is Rory? Not two or three? Rory's right there. There's no doubt about it. So while it's tough, while there's a lot of great golfers, while there's so much parity right now in golf, Rory's game physically is top three, top five right now on the tour. If now that mental block has been removed, you see a different guy going forward. 888-710-4ISN. Outside of Rory winning the Masters, another big storyline that we've been talking about on this show and that's been kind of being talked about a lot this weekend is what's going on at the University of Tennessee, where their quarterback, Nico Iamaleava, has left the program because he's not getting the NIL payment that he's looking for. A guy who helped take Tennessee to the playoff last year is now in the transfer portal and is looking for reportedly about $4 million, which is basically double what he's getting right now. I give Tennessee a lot of credit for not backing down, for standing on their ground, for saying, hey, look, we're paying you $2 million. You agreed to this. Not to mention, your play does not match the salary you're looking for. We're not going to pay a good quarterback, great quarterback money, even though right now Tennessee is in a little bit of a precarious situation in terms of they basically got 10 days to find their quarterback or else. I think they made the right move here in saying thanks but no thanks to Nico Iamaleava and sending him packing at the door. 888-710-4ISN. Do you blame Nico Iamaleava right now for doing what he did, which is basically leaving to go to another school to get more money? Do you blame him? And what is the solution for preventing this from happening again? Jeffrey is calling from Cleveland. What's up, Jeffrey?
No, I don't blame him. No, not at all. Shadur, I think Shadur got $6 million, right? Shadur Sanders, I think.
I don't know. A lot of these are reports. There are very few on the record. I don't know what his NIL situation was off the bat.
Yeah, I don't blame him. Hey, the guy, say he's worth $4 million, and if you want him to play there, give them $4 million. College professors said they're worth $300,000. Kids got out of school and can't find jobs. If you think they're worth $300,000, they give them $300,000.
Well, let me ask you this, Jeffrey.
I don't blame them.
What if Deshaun Watson said, give me $300 million? You giving him $300 million?
Pardon me?
So what if Deshaun Watson asked for $300 million? You giving him $300 million?
Well, Deshaun, that's a different story, because when he was over in Texas, Houston, he had a big paycheck over there also.
He's also a better quarterback than he's been for Cleveland. The point I was trying to make, Jeffrey, is this. You can ask for whatever amount you want. I can ask for Infinity Sports Network to pay me $1 million. If they don't think I'm worth $1 million, I'm not getting it.
A lot of these kids come from a whole line of athletes in their families that didn't get anything. So what do you got to say about that?
I think it's wrong, Jeffrey. I think players, I've been pounding the table for years. I think it's right that they're getting paid. But here's what I'll say. Because they didn't get paid before does not mean now you have to make it up now. You know, Nico Iamaleava does not have a brother that, let's say, played college football at a time that did not get paid. And I appreciate the call, Jeffrey. But let's just say he did. Let's just play pretend here for a second, Jeffrey. That, actually, I'm going to keep you on here because I want to have it back and forth really fast. Even if Nico had a brother, let's say, that played college football 10 years ago and didn't get a dime and he was talented, that doesn't mean that Tennessee owes him back pay, that Nico deserves more money so he can give it to his brother. That's not Tennessee's fault. All you do right now is pay the
What do you
the
want
current?
The guy to change about himself? What do you want him to change about himself? You want
Nico,
him to stop
all I want
money?
Him to do is, for me, honestly, is have self-awareness. He did not play well last year. He did not play one of the best quarterbacks in college football. So what I would like to see is, honestly, you recognize, you know what? I didn't live up to my deal. I wouldn't even say he was worth $2 million last year, Jeffrey. So what I want to say to you, worried about what you're getting in your pocket, how about you worry about getting better? How about you worry about what you can improve to where Tennessee can make the playoff and maybe win a playoff game or two, make a run because you play better. Because you don't total 5 touchdowns in 7 SEC conference games. That's what I want, Jeffrey. And I appreciate the call here. That's what I want from my quarterback. That's what I want from Nico. Self-awareness. Again, anyone can ask for any bit amount of money. We live in a free world, and thank the Lord we do. That's one of the best things about living in America, in a free market. You are worth what someone is willing to pay you. I can ask anyone, pay me $1 million. If they don't think I'm worth it, I'm not getting it. And I have two ways to react. I can keep on asking every single person on this planet, hey, give me $1 million, give me $1 million, give me $1 million, and pray to God someone says yes. Or I can say, you know what? How can I make my skills worth it to where someone will pay me $1 million because I am worth that amount of money? That's what I want. That's what I want from any college athlete, because now they have the trap door of, or the exit strategy of, the transfer portal. I can leave whenever. You're not paying me, I'm gone. Right? Pro sports, there's no other sport where we see that possibility. You know, there's no pro sport that says, hey, if you're not going to pay me, I'm out of here. Unless it's a trader for agency, you are basically stuck with where you are and the team decides your future. You can't just up and leave. College kids now can up and leave. And what I don't like personally is kids thinking they're more valuable than they are and leaving because they're upset that they think they're getting screwed by their school. Tennessee is not screwing Nico Iamaleava. He's getting paid $2 million. He's also a guy that did not live up to his paycheck. He's also a guy that's not playing well. I wish the guy recognized that versus saying, oh, I'm getting screwed. I got to go out. You know, I got to go somewhere else. That's what bothers me. If he played great, if he led Tennessee to a national title and then said, hey, I want $4 million because I just won the national title and other quarterbacks are getting paid $4 million. I want that too. And Tennessee said no, then you know what? I'd say he's right for it. Fine. Go leave. Go somewhere else where you think you are getting the money you deserve. But when you play the way you did last year, then say double my salary or I'm leaving, I have a problem with that. I absolutely do. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4ISN. Also on Twitter, Ryan_Hickey3. Those are the ways you can get involved with the show. Also check us out on YouTube, actually, the third way. Infinity Sports Network. We have a chat there. You can have your thoughts heard as well. Three ways to get involved in the shows. We're talking right now a lot of college football and also a lot of golf as well. 888-710-4ISN. When we do return, let's add one more topic to the mix here. NBA playoffs. We learned today on the final day of the regular season, the seeds and the first round matchups. I think we are going to see two upsets in terms of a seeding upset in round number one. Tell you who's on upset alert when we do return. It is Ryan Hickey with right here on the Infinity Sports Network.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This is Hick at Night. Here's Ryan Hickey.
The drama came down to game 82 in the NBA, where we finally have our seedings for the East and the West. East was pretty straightforward. Cavs, Celtics, Knicks, Bucks, 1, 2, 3, 4. Pistons, Pacers, 5, Pistons, 6. That was pretty set standard there for the most part here. The West, though, is where it got chaotic. Thunder, Rockets, Lakers had those three seeds locked up here for a good part of this week. For the Thunder, it's been a few weeks. They've been cruising that number one spot, but Those top three renew: Thunder, Rockets, Lakers. Four seed clinched today by Denver. They'll face the five seed Clippers. Wolves take the six. They'll play the Lakers in round number one. Warriors fall into the play-in. They face the Grizzlies for a chance to face the Rockets. Then you have the Kings, Mavs, and also the loser of Grizzlies, Warriors, take on the Thunder here in round number one. So we have the matchup somewhat, barring the play-in results. I think we're going to see chalk in the East. I think seeds 1, 2, 3, 4 are going to win. You see the top four seeds in the Eastern Conference semifinals. The West, though, is where it gets chaotic and messy. I think we see two seeds, seeded upsets, where the higher seed takes down, or I guess in this case, I never know how to phrase it. The higher seed means what? The better team, right? So the lower seed wins, even though the seed number's higher than the, whatever, you get the point. Where the lower seeded team pulls off the upset and wins. First one here is the Clippers over the Nuggets. A 5 over a 4. Despite having the best player in the NBA in Denver, they're a mess around them. You know, they just fired their coach. They are awful defensively. Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., nowhere near the two players they were when Denver won the title 2 years ago. And you look at who's coming to town. The Clippers are white hot. Winners of 8 in a row. 15 out of the last 17. The last month they had the number one offense and the number one defense. They are healthy. Kawhi Leonard's playing like one of the best two-way players in all the game. They are well coached in Ty Lue. This has the makings of the Clippers taking down the Nuggets. A 5 over 4. It's an upset. We're using it here. We're using that word literally. Seeding upset. Clippers over the Nuggets. Well, I think a lot of people will be on the Clippers here in this series. Dang, that's one of the upsets we will see. And the other one here is I think the Warriors take down the Rockets. I think the Warriors beat the Grizzlies in the play-in. And I think in their first-round matchup in 2 versus 7, I think their experience is going to be the difference here as to why they take down Houston. The lack of playoff experience here for the Rockets does worry me. This is a team that has been a little bit of a roller coaster where they do have some high highs but also some pretty low lows. Whether it's shot making, whether it's energy, but they do have a ton of great athleticism. They do match up pretty well against Golden State. But with that said, I think the experience for Golden State, having Steph, having Jimmy Butler, having Draymond, having Steve Kerr, knowing what it takes to win playoff series, knowing what it takes to win some big-time playoff games, I think that experience and taking their level to the next will ultimately end and the Warriors take out the Rockets. I think it's going to be a great series. This is actually one of the series I'm very, very excited to watch. I think we're getting a long one here. I think this goes 6. I think the Rockets put up a good fight. Again, I think their athleticism and speed is going to be tough for the Warriors. Those young legs, I think, can start to tire out some of the old legs that the Warriors have. But with that said, I think, for me in the end, their experience in Golden State will be just enough to squeak by the Rockets here and pull off a round one seeding upset. So when you look at seeds, I think we see the Clippers a 5 take down the Nuggets a 4. I think we see the Warriors a 7, presumably 7, assuming they can beat the Grizzlies, which I think they can, obviously, take down a 2 here in the Rockets. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to Mike in San Francisco. What's up, Mike?
Mr. Hickey, how are you, sir?
Mike, doing well, buddy. How are you?
Good, man. Well, I was going to just comment on two things, but you brought up something else. First off, Rory is a stud. That's all I have to say about that.
Enough said.
And, Rory's a stud. My gosh. I mean, he's just a stud. I mean, he has nothing to explain. I'm really happy you got his first jacket. On another note, I wish I could have been paid to go to school like these guys in college. Sorry for my bad sarcasm. But I want to go back to one of the comments you made. So, in terms of the NBA playoffs.
Sure.
So, I'm a Bay Area diehard fan.
Okay.
I love, I mean, I'm Warriors, whatever. Yeah. Niners, Giants. But OKC, SGA is I put him, if not right there with Jokic, just under him as the best player on the planet.
Okay.
He is an absolute stud. But I think you're not concerned with, say, you don't think they're too young, no experience in playoffs, or
well, they made it. They made it last year. They lost in the second round to the Mavericks. I think that playoff loss helps them. I think they saw what it takes. You know, they went out in the regular season last year, Mike, and appreciate the call, and dominated the regular season. I think, like, there is, and we've seen the NBA, there is a stark difference between regular season play and postseason play. You know, there's a different level. There's a different mindset. Even there's a different approach and dare I say, play style, if you will, because it's so matchup-based. You have so much time to break down your opponent and watch film and run specific plays and defenses. Like, it's just so, it's different. So I think the Thunder last year got a good wake-up call and a good test to see, oh, this is what it takes. I think they learned a good lesson that I think they're going to carry with them here this year. So I'm not worried about the quote-unquote inexperience, because these guys have been playing together for a while. They were in some high-leverage moments last year, came up short. I think they're going to learn from it and be better this year. So no, I'm not concerned about the quote-unquote lack of experience with the Thunder, even though they are the second youngest team in the league. I think they'll be fine. I think that's a team that's going to benefit from last year and break through and win the West this year. Not win the finals, but I think they will get to the finals and face the Celtics. Not win, but at least get there and represent the Western Conference in the NBA Finals. 888-710-4ISN. Chuck is calling from Miami. What's up, Chuck?
Oh, what's up? What happened? Go ahead.
What's going on, man?
Man, I'm calling to chime in on the Nico situation.
Yeah, let's hear it.
And it's crazy, but I stand behind Josh Heupel, because at some point these kids got to understand they're going to get a lot of people in trouble, man. It's the NIL is exactly what it says it is. NIL, name, image, and likeness, and then started to turn it into pay for play. And that's not what it's set up to be.
I would agree, so Chuck. The problem is that that horse left the barn a long time ago. I mean, Nico Iamaliava, for this example, he got paid an $8 million NIL deal before he even stepped foot on Tennessee's campus.
Right. Right, understandable. But like you say, it was before, and the deal is done. Once the deal is done, and when you talk about upping the money, and you're saying it basically, like, what's happening? It's basically not the kids. We know what it is. It's these agents that these kids are hiring.
I think in this case, too, it's also who you surround yourself with. From at least what I've read, Chuck, right, there's not an agent involved with Nico. It's been a lot of his family members, and that's, in honestly, maybe the sadder and scarier part, is the people you trust the most are maybe not always having your best interest or leading you down the wrong path, I should say. That you're right, though. It's the people around them. And I don't think it's good. And I appreciate the call, Chuck. I got to run here. Apologies. But like that's why like I am all for players getting paid. I think this is long overdue. And I think them getting paid is great. The problem is, and this really goes back to, it's not Tennessee's fault. It's not Nico Iamaliava's fault. It's the NCAA's fault. Because what they did was they basically buried their head in the sand. They said, they never envisioned a day in where college athletes would get paid. So there was no contingency plan. There was no thought of, hey, if this ever happens, what should we do? It's never going to happen, never going to happen, never going to happen. All of a sudden, one day, on July 1st, what was that, 2021, 2022? That day came. And all of a sudden, players could get paid from NIL, from their name, image, and likeness, and actually profit off of their talents. And the problem is the NCAA said, well, we didn't prepare for this because we never thought this day was going to happen. So we got nothing in place. And so now it's a total wild west. You can do whatever you want. And that's, I think, part of the issue is there are no guidelines. So now you do whatever the hell you want. You want to go to a school tomorrow, sign an NIL deal, maybe get a signing bonus for $200,000, and then all of a sudden the next day transfer someone else. You can do that. You want to transfer to four schools in 4 years, all based on NIL? You can absolutely do that. I just don't think that's great for the growth of players. Because at the end of the day, right, NIL aside, it is about, hey, how can you develop? How can you play as best as you can? How can you win a championship and put yourself in the best position to get drafted high and get the highest possible NFL contract? That's where the real money is. You know, $2 million here, $3 million there is great, but the ultimate goal, right, is to make the NFL and get that second contract. That's where you start talking about generational wealth. That's where you start talking about being set for life. You can get one of those big-time second deals with $80 million guaranteed, $90 million guaranteed, $100 million guaranteed. That's like big boy bucks. Two here, two there. It sounds great for a college kid. I've never seen $1 million. If someone offered me tomorrow, I'd be floored, be overjoyed. But I can't quit my job and live off $1 million for the rest of my life. And so I think the so many, whether it's agents and family members, are short sighted of, I got to get the most money right now. So if you're not willing to pay me $4 million, someone else will. That logic and thinking, I don't think is best for, again, the development of a player. Again, for this example, Nico Iamaliava was just on a Tennessee team with great visibility, who was on, made the playoff last year, who in Josh Heupel run an offense that accentuate quarterbacks' strengths and intend to put up big numbers and gaudy numbers, try to get them drafted. Hendon Hooker got drafted. We've seen Joe Milton get drafted. It's designed to help quarterbacks go to the NFL and put up some big numbers and win a lot of games. Well, now that Nico's transferring, at least right now, early on, it seems like one of the front runners, if not the front runner, is UCLA. UCLA stinks. They're not very good. They're going to win 3 or 4 games with them next year. So he is going to go to a team with way worse talent, way worse coaching, playing no big games, rarely be seen on TV because UCLA is just not going to be good, so not many people are going to watch. And like, how is that helping your career? How is that making you a better quarterback? Sure, you'll get more money, and if you get the $4 million you're looking for, I guess you're happy, but are you happy making $4 million and winning 4 games? Or do you want to improve your stock, improve your play, play under a coach that has done it before, has a track record of quarterback success and team success? Or would you rather trust your future in a guy in Deshaun Foster who just hired Eric Bieniemy and had to fire him because the offense stunk? I just don't see how that, sure, in the short term, you make more money. But in the long term, how are you helping yourself? How are you making yourself a better prospect for the NFL? You're not. And that's where I think Nico's losing, and that's where I think a lot of these kids that try to follow his path would lose as well. Some of the short-term gains can be long-term losses. That's what I think is happening here with Nico and his short-sightedness of basically saying, give me $4 million or I'm out of here. He's leaving a great situation to most likely go to a bad one. It's Ryan Hickey with right here on the Infinity Sports Network. As a reminder, this portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. That is checkethos.com, not available in all states. When we do return here on the show, we end the show the only way we know how every single Sunday, with Sunday Scaries. We highlight people, as the work week starts and the dread sets in, who have it way worse than you. This week, you got to hear some audio where a minor league baseball team gets absolutely roasted by their own announcers. You hear that after we get the sports update from a minor league announcer himself in Justin Rock.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
This is Hick at Night. Here's your host, Ryan Hickey.
Welcome on. And if you miss any part of the show, check out the podcast, Hick at Night, Night spelled N-I-T-E, available wherever you do get your pods. This is always a bitter, actually no, it's mostly pretty bitter here, end of the show, just because I love doing the show. So it sucks when it's over. Also, this show being over means, for most of us, the work week is starting. It's Monday here on the East Coast. It'll be Monday for those of you shortly, if it's not already, which means another work week starts. And who, honestly, even if you love your job, who truly looks forward to the start of another work week? Nobody. So how we try to brighten the spirits here, because I'm an optimistic person and want everyone listening to also be happy as well. So we're going to go into the work week here positively, because what we're going to do is highlight a few people who have it worse than you.
The weekend is winding down. Hey, Ryan, who's got the Sunday scaries this week?
So we have a special guest in studio. You just heard his voice on the last sports update. It is Justin Rock. Not only is Justin, number one, a smart man for going to Penn State. Let's go. Penn Staters in the house. He's also the voice of the Brooklyn Cyclones, the single A affiliate of the New York Mets. So Justin, safe to say, you know minor league baseball pretty well.
I've spent over the last decade working in minor league baseball.
Wow. I love baseball. You love baseball.
Of course.
I will say one of the toughest things to watch is bad baseball.
Very much so.
It is. With no clock and no hope, boy, oh boy, does it get depressing and boring very, very quickly. And so I could not believe it. I thought this happens in kid pitch, maybe like JV high school baseball. When I saw this stat line here come out this week, from a Jupiter Hammerheads single A affiliate of the Marlins box score, I thought there's no way this happening in actual professional baseball. But the pitching staff for the Jupiter Hammerheads issued in one game 22 walks, 3 hit by pitches, and also threw 3 other wild pitches. Now, there's some audio here, but before we get to this, Justin, have you ever called a game? So, like, have you ever seen a game like this where we're talking 20 walks or just like an inability to do anything in terms of a high level?
The only time I can think of an instance like that was in the same league I worked for, Daytona, for a number of years before coming over to Brooklyn. And the COVID year, the last game I wasn't allowed to do before I could travel, I'm very happy that I missed it. St. Lucie beat Daytona 18-5. You know how many hits St. Lucie had out of those 18 runs?
Oh, boy. 5?
Bingo, you win.
No way.
5 was the exact number. There was, I think, like 18, 19 walks, like another 3 or 4 hit batters. It was also the first year with the ABS system, so there was an automated strike zone, and they were still working out the kinks with it, and there was no room for leeway if the game got out of hand, so that sort of led to that.
Wow, that is brutal. I want to ask you this question after, but I want to have the audience hear the audio first. So as you can imagine, if you were calling this game, 22 walks, 3 hit by batter, 3 batters hit, I should say, 3 wild pitches. This is just absolutely brutal. Well, the Jupiter Hammerheads radio broadcasters, let's just say, did not hold back in their criticism of what was a crappy pitching staff. Take a listen.
It's only my 5th season. I've been in baseball, you know, a little under a decade because of my college days. I've never written so many RBI walks in a book before. Listen, I know that I'm supposed to be optimistic about our team here, but I mean, come on, guys. Like, I could go out there. Let me loosen up my shoulder. I'll go help things out because you got to put it over the plate. You got to give your defense a shot. you have not been given a shot all game. We're broadcasting for maybe two people right now. That's for sure.
Hey, these two people are thoroughly mentioned and entertained.
Next pitch misses outside, ball four. Well, why not? 21 walks today. The payoff pitch from Reyes. Outside, ball four. So there's the third walk of the inning, the 22nd walk of the game, and that'll load the bases for Manuel Beltre.
This has been a night. I can't say it's been any kind. It's just been a night.
It's one of the nights of all time, that's for sure.
It's a historical night.
It's one of the nights of all time. Yes. This is a night in history. Meaning I hope it never comes back.
I mean, I am laughing. I find it hilarious. But could you imagine being on this pitching staff and your broadcasters are sitting back there going, put me in. You got to warm up the army. That you guys suck. That, like, how do you... I'll ask you this, Justin. How do you handle it?
You try and be as kind in that moment as humanly possible. I've seen it. I mean, I've called minor league games where the first six pitches someone threw out of the bullpen didn't even make it to the dirt around home plate. They threw 30 footers.
Oh, boy.
Almost injured someone warming up in the bullpen, a fan.
Oh, my God.
So I've seen some bad walks and some bad instances, you know, Rick Ankiel style yips. And you got to put it in perspective of the person on the mound. No one feels worse when you're not going well than the person who's not going well. And to go out there and say that, you know, you could do better, that's a little push. The one thing I will agree with is saying, okay, maybe, you know, try and let the guys put the ball in play, give your defense a chance. That makes sense to me, but in a situation like that, you got to be, you know, yeah, it's tough, but you got to sort of grit your teeth and kind of bear it because there are more people than just two listening or watching that game. It's the players, especially at the minor league level. It's the players' parents. It's the players' friends. It's players' former teammates and stuff like that. So all that stuff is going right back to the players. And especially now that it's gone viral.
Yeah. Oh, it has. Wow. That's a team that's down bad right there. The Jupiter Hammerheads. Are they any good? Like, is this shocking, this result?
It is the Marlins' high A affiliate. They played Dunedin, which is the Blue Jays' affiliate. I will say in that league, the same league that I worked in Daytona, they do have that automated system. They sort of shuffle between, you know, one day it's on, one day it's the challenge system that they saw in the minor or spring training this year. But 22 walks is brutal, but got to find a way to be a little bit more palatable with how you're relaying that to the audience, because it's going to be a very hard instance to go back into the clubhouse and be like, hey, so Johnny, you had a tough outing last time around. You know, did better the second go around. What did you think? And it's like, well, I thought you could do better than me. You're not going to get a real answer.
You're right about that. Oh, you think you have it bad going to work? Well, hey, look, at least you don't have people criticizing you and calling out for your, you know, doing your job better on the radio that your team is, that you play for, is paying for. So I guess That's a positive there. As you get ready to go back to work on Monday, at least you're not a player, especially a pitcher, on the Jupiter Hammerheads. That's to say the least.
Or one of their broadcasters.
That's you know what? Or one of their broadcasters. We'll see how this does end up here as well. Thank you, Justin, for coming in. Thank you, Andrew Scarpacci, doing a great job producing here as well. And thank you to you. Thank you for making us a part of your Sunday. Again, if you missed any part of the show, Hick at Night, Night spelled N-I-T-E, available wherever you get your pods. That is where you can catch up. Don't go anywhere. Pat Boyle is up next. Have a great rest of your week. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Sunday right here on the Infinity Sports Network.